Welcome to the Owning Your Sexual Self podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Main, awesome wife and dog mom for life. I'm a sex therapist turned sex coach, and I run a successful business selling relationship enhancement products. I absolutely love talking about all things sex. So you can expect this podcast to explore all things related to women's sexual health because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you discover and embrace what brings you pleasure so that you can own your sexual self. If that sounds good to you, then keep listening and let's fucking do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Owning Your Sexual Self podcast. I already know with you being here, you are very excited to hear about today's topic. Spit versus swallow. Oh my gosh. All right. If you've ever given an oral favor before to a person that owns a penis, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I want to take you back to your very first moment. I'll also share what I can remember from giving my first blowjob back in the day. I think it was a sophomore in high school, maybe. That makes sense. Yeah, I think it was a sophomore, maybe a freshman even. Definitely in high school. I remember the person that it was with. Of course, I'm not going to name them on this podcast for confidentiality purposes, but I do remember it very clearly. And I'll share some other fun blowjob experiences throughout this episode too, because I think so I was recently looking back at my stats of the podcast and come to find out the tips from the blowjob queen herself is one of my most listened to episodes. So it seems like y'all like to hear about blowjobs and things associated with those. So that leads me to this topic. And of course, with the topic like this, spitting versus swallowing, it's something, again, that I feel so grateful that I can talk about this on my podcast, because again, if I had not switched from this therapy to coaching aspect, this would, if I was still in a therapy setting, you all, like meeting with clients in an office and like more sort of like clinical type setting, and somebody came across this podcast, they would be like, what in the fuck? Like, maybe, I don't know. I feel like I attracted some really, really cool therapy clients, you know, when I was doing that role. And I think honestly, for the most part, I think people would have been pretty cool. But I think, you know, there's just some things that you don't prefer to know about your therapist. I know I could speak for myself. And then there's some people out there that's listening that would probably be super into knowing what their therapist's sex life is. Anyways, that is besides the point, because I'm no longer in the therapy role. I am now in the coaching role. And it's really cool because I can still bring that therapy background into the coaching role. I was just talking about somebody today that messaged me on Instagram about doing some private work together with him and his wife. And I was like, yeah, you know, they were like, we refer to a sex therapist, but we really think that we want more of a coach type setting. I was like, you know what? I'm perfect because I can bring both to you, but in a less clinically like buttoned up type way. Like, we can get real and raw with it, you know? So anyways, that's my little intro to how I was just thinking before recording this. I'm like, man, this is interesting to be able to talk about this and super fun. That's why I love doing this work that I do. All right. So can you all, now that I've been like rambling for a minute, can you all think back to, if you have ever given a blowjob before, can you all think back to your very first blowjob experience? I want you to think back to like, what do you remember when it came to that time when you knew maybe you had an idea, like, okay, it's about to go down. I'm about to put this penis in my mouth. I know from whatever sort of sex education I've received, or maybe from my friends that have done this already, I know what happens at the quote unquote end, right? I'm talking about ejaculation for those of that haven't caught on yet, but we all know, right? We know what the end game is, if you will. I'm going to call it the end game, but you know, now in my adult life, I know that blowjobs and oral favors, giving and receiving, are something that is very, very common now for foreplay. But if I'm taking it back to my first experience, my little sophomore year self, right? I was still a virgin when I gave my first blowjob, and I was not ready to have sex at that time in my life. Or maybe, I don't know, yeah, just not at that time in my life, maybe not with that person, but I remember all of my friends were doing it, right? All my friends were doing the hand job thing. They were doing the blow job thing. They were getting fingered all the time. Some of them were getting ate out. Like, these are the conversations that we would have growing up. And I remember my sophomore year too, I was hanging out with the, you know, the older crowd. So maybe a little bit more experienced girls than myself. But for the most part, I was just dabbling into my world of sexual things with other people. Up until this point, when I gave my first hand job, blow job, up until that point, it was just all me, myself, and I just doing the damn thing. And there's nothing wrong with that for sure. But of course, you know, we get older, we get mature, we learn things, we hear things, we want to try things out. So I remember my first blowjob experience. I was, God, if my parents ever listened to this, sorry, Dad. But I remember it was in the basement of our old house that I grew up in, and my room was in the basement, and I felt so cool because I had the whole basement to myself growing up, all throughout high school, whole basement to myself. I had my own room down there, had a little living room down there. We had a pool table down there. There was a dry bar down there. Laundry was down there, my own bathroom. Like I had it made, y'all. Like it was, I basically had my own little apartment is what it felt like, honestly. And the only reason anybody ever came downstairs was to do laundry. So that wasn't like really a daily thing, right? So anyways, besides the point, probably why I had so much time for masturbation. So thanks. All right. So I remember being, and I had a futon bed. Did anybody else have a futon bed? I had a futon bed that was like a bunk bed on the top and then the couch on the bottom, but the couch like pulled out and it came into a bed. So I always slept on the bottom part because also my room was in the basement. So had I slept on the top bunk, it was shorter ceiling. So had I slept on the top bunk, if I woke up in the middle of the night, like sat up, I would have cracked my head on the ceiling. Of course, we had like those foam tile ceilings, like those white foam tiles. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like they pop in, it's like Tetris in your basement ceiling. And anyway, so still, if you hit one of those things, you know how much dust and shit came out of there? Like I was not sleeping on the top bunk for nothing. So I remember, so I always slept on the bottom, and then the bottom obviously was a bigger size bed of what I was upgraded from, like a twin to a full size probably, with the futon. So, but then if you have ever slept on a futon, you know, the bars, you could feel the bars in your back. Now I'm like all this nostalgia is like coming at me hard. So I remember I had I don't even know if I would consider him my boyfriend at the time. Was he my boy? I don't even know. I can't even think that far back, but this guy I was talking to, we went to the same school, and he was older than me, still in high school, so not maybe like a year or two older. Now I can't even remember that part, but a year or two older than me. And I remember I feel like I knew that I was gonna do something. Like I feel like I geared myself up for it. I probably talked about it to friends. And so he was coming over that night to, you know, hang out, watch a movie, like whatever you did back in the day, or whatever, you know, you told your parents like, oh, so-and-so's coming to, we're just gonna watch a movie, we're gonna do that. I feel like all I ever did growing up was watch movies with like hand play, now that I'm thinking about it. But so we were, you know, quote unquote watching a movie. I also did not have a TV in my room, so that was a total lie. Now that I'm thinking about that, we were in my room where there was not a TV located. The TV was actually in the living room part of the basement. But anyways, so I remember being on the bottom bunk, and I remember starting off first as a hand job. Also, just throwing out there, knew nothing about lubricant at this point in my life. Nobody ever told, like, nobody tells you to use lube, nobody tells you to do anything. So a dry hand job, wow, sorry sir. But you know, I was gentle. I think I knew pretty good what I was doing, and I think that I only planned to do hand job at that point. I don't think I planned to go all in for the blowy, but it happened. And I remember just doing it, and I remember in the moment I'm like, oh, like I'm fucking doing it. I remember I felt so like just so cool. Like literally, like you're thinking now, I know you're all thinking back to your first time, like you just, it's finally happened. You've had all this work up leading up to the moment, and you're just like, holy shit, like I'm in it to win it now at this point. And again, I remember I was not ready to have sex at that point in my life, and this person knew that. Well, this but I'm assuming he knew he did not try to have sex with me, so that was good. But the, you know, in your head, you think, okay, so now we're doing this, we're doing it, right? We're doing the oral it. And so in your mind, again, your end game is to get them to finish. So, oh, of course, this, again, inexperienced Rachel, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have recollection of, like, how much time it took or anything like that. I do remember it, if you listen to my blowjob episode, apparently this is my move to use hand and mouth at the same time. So that was fun. And this was also the first penis that I had ever seen in my life, might I add. So first time seeing a penis, first time touching a penis, and then first time putting a penis in my mouth. I was just all in, basically, for the penis things in this day, aside from no penis in my vagina, thank you. So so here, you know, you're going, doing all the things. And again, no education. It's your first time, so you don't know what signs or signals to look for when somebody is about to come. Nothing like that, but I do remember them finishing, and then voila, the topic of today's episode, spit versus swallow. All right, so I'm like, what in the hell, like, what do I even do now? And I remember, again, so this was like, what, 2004, 2003, 4, 5 maybe, and I'm just thinking, like, all right, spitting is for quitting, right? Spitters are quitters. Quitters are spitters. However the fucking phrase goes. But I remember thinking that. And I remember my friends, you know, the guys that I would hang out with and my friends that I would talk to, like, the swallowing was the cool thing to do. Like, that's what society set me up to think, is that swallowing was it, right? Like, if you spit, that you were going to get talked about at school. If this person decided to go and share our sexual experience with other people, I did not want to be known as a quitter. That was for damn sure. If you know me personally, you know I'm a competitive person. So I do not want to be known for quitting anything. And so then, yeah, so when you're in this moment of, like, making the decision, okay, do I spit or swallow? What do? You're just like, you're just holding all of this cum in your mouth. Like, that is not an exciting time either. I'm going to share with you some of the responses that I got from my IG people, about spit versus swallow. And I'll share some of the responses about, why, cause I definitely asked why, if you're a spitter or swallower, why. And, yeah, that, again, that just came up often. So I just remember it sitting in my mouth, again, tasting cum for the first time. I'd never tasted cum before. And I remember thinking, like, this isn't, like, great, right? This is not great. And I would like for it to be out of my mouth immediately. So lo and behold, again, we are in my bedroom. So for me to spit, even if I was planning to spit, which I was not, again, because all of this social shame was coming down on me so fucking hard that I knew I had to swallow. So of course I did swallow. Okay, so sorry for the suspense there. So I did swallow. But going through my mind also is, if I wanted to spit, and this is something that came up from one of my IG responders too, like, she said it too. She's like, I swallow because I don't want to have to take the time to get up and go to the bathroom or go somewhere to spit it out, because that's just going to prolong how long it's in my mouth. And again, the taste is not great, right? Depending on your partner, actually. I mean, I've never tasted cum that was like, oh my God, I need more of it. Please come again in my mouth. Like, I've never had that experience when it comes to cum, but I'll say there's definitely been experiences where it's tasted better than others, even with the same partner, which I'm going to shed some light on that too. If you do have a partner that their cum or semen, whatever, ejaculate, whatever you want to call it, is just god awful, I'll share some tips at the end about how to slightly encourage them to do things a little bit differently when it comes to that. So anyway, so spitting versus swallowing, that is the question. That's what we're talking about today. That, again, was my very first blowjob experience from what I can remember of it. This person, I was not with this person too long. Again, I was young and dumb, never ended up having sex with this person. It was all just hand stuff, and also just hand stuff to him. I never, did I receive things? I don't know. That was a long time ago. I don't know. But I remember giving a lot, and that is a problem. That is a problem. This should be a two-way street. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now I know. Now I know. I learned today. No, I learned many days ago, but I like to say I learned. You're going to learn today. Okay. So here, let me pull up my lovely screenshot of my IG responders. All right. So first and foremost, as many of you know, I am on the platform OnlyFans as well. So first I asked my OnlyFans people, which most of my followers on there are men, and 100% the vote, I did a yes or no spit or swallow poll, 100% of the vote was for swallowing, which I figured that was going to be true. I figured that when I think of swallowing, so if I'm looking at this from a man's perspective, when I think of, okay, you know, my partner is swallowing my cum, I think of that as that. I feel like there's some level of trust there, first of all, because you have to think about the risk of UTIs and things, or not UTIs, STIs and things like that. So you have to think about that risk. But also, that's an intimate thing, in my opinion. To swallow somebody else's cum, that is an intimate act. However, now given the story that I just shared, like there was so much social shame on me back then. Not me, just girls in general in that time frame. I'm sure still today, there's so much shame on swallowing, spitting or swallowing, right? There's a lot of social pressure around that. And so I think that had I, again, got adequate sexual health information and known that there doesn't need to be that shame. And if there is there shame on spitting or swallowing, who the fuck cares? Because it's your life and you're likely going to have many more sexual encounters after that moment right then and there. And if people were mature enough and educated enough to know that it's really up to that person's decision if they want to spit or swallow, and whether, no matter what they do, it's sexy either way, right? I know many people that like to have their dick spit on, and that's a turn on for them. So why can't you come in my mouth and then I just spit it back on you? Like, is that still sexy? I don't know. I'm not going to try it now. So we'll see. I'll let y'all know. But so, you know, why does it have to be swallowing? But anyways, so the OnlyFans people, again, mostly men on there, 100% the vote was swallowing. And my IG followers, again, I was surprised to see. So most of my IG following is female based. I think I'm like literally 99% female, 1% male on there. And so I had, again, the one responder that I shared, she says that she swallows because she doesn't want it sitting in her mouth while she has to go and spit it out. Totally understand. I also had another person, so a man did respond, and he said that to swallow, again, he brought up the intimacy thing. He did say that it feels more intimate. Another male responder had commented that their wife swallows and that they think it's hot. So again, I think from the male perspective, it is hot to see somebody else swallowing your cum. And I get that. Again, I think there's that level of intimacy there. I think that's what you often see in porn. So I think there's probably some work and things to look at around that perspective of it. But regardless, there are a few women that did respond to my poll, and they say that, so one, I have a girl that responded that literally has to spit because the texture, and I knew this was going to come up, it's a texture thing for so many people, but the texture of it, and if you're a texture person, like if you can't eat Jell-O or like mashed potatoes, those are like two top on my list, but if you're a texture person and this is a trigger for you, you legit will throw up. Like, I know of many women that have shared with me that they have legitimately thrown up on their partner after they've came in their mouth because it is literally that, like, they literally cannot. So that was another one. And then same thing, another person that responded also said spit because of the warmth or something, like, and I think that goes back to it being a texture thing. So again, whatever, let's see my Facebook responders. All right. So somebody said swallowing because it's less of a mess. Okay. Agree. Spit because, how do I see all these answers big? Okay. Spit because they hate the taste. I've had a couple people, a small handful of people say neither, which I'm going to assume that they do not let their partner finish in their mouth, or perhaps they don't give oral favors at all, which also is totally fine. I had a friend growing up, I had a friend growing up. She's like, oh, fuck no. Like, that is not going in my mouth. Like, oh, no, no. I'm like, well, do you mind if he goes on down on you? And she's like, yeah, of course. I'm like, okay. Just making sure. All right. I did have somebody say this, spitters or quitters. Even though she knows that this is a phrase in her life, she still chooses to spit. She says that she cannot stand the taste or the texture. See, I'm telling you, it always comes back to the texture. One of my favorite responses was swallow, because you were just given a treat. It would be rude not to accept. Thank you, person. I know the person that posted that 100% listens to this podcast. So thank you. That was a good one. And I had another respondent, a totally opposite end of the spectrum. She says that she swallows because why not? It tastes great. There's no mess. It turns her on, turns him on. And she also shared that she never did until last year. She said, and she got a new partner. And so she's like, it's just the one, right? Like, he's the one, he's who she chose to engage in this act with, which again takes me back to the intimacy thing. All right. Somebody did share spit for various reasons. Another woman swallow. It's already there. Why bring it back up? And then another person again said neither. So it's definitely a wide variety of responses that I received. However, the icing on the cake was, again, going back to the OnlyFans platform. So I follow the top creator on OnlyFans. She's like the 0.01% of creators on there. She is literally the top OnlyFans person. Why would I not follow her, right? I'm like, I need to see what this girl's doing. How are you doing the damn thing? How are you making your money? How are you educating people? Like, all these things. So I follow her, and she also recently did a poll on her page, which was perfect. I already had the plan for this episode to air on this day, and I was like, man, if that's not the universe telling me the timing is right. But she also did a poll. Okay, so she has literally thousands of subscribers on her page, and her poll has been up only for 24 hours. So when you do a poll on OnlyFans, it stays up for a total of 7 days. And then it basically goes down after that, or you can make it shorter. So hers is currently going to be up for 7 days. But within the first 24 hours, she has only had 19 people respond spit, and hundreds of people responding to swallow. Hundreds. So that was the icing on the cake. At first I was like, okay, so this is kind of like 50-50. However, I will take into account that, again, most subscribers, most people that are following on OnlyFans, and likely the ones that are probably voting on OnlyFans, are primarily male, or men. So I'll take that into account. But I'm just curious. I'm really wondering, are there any men that listen to this podcast? I know we have some out there. Are there any men that prefer for their partner to spit? I'm curious. I feel like I've definitely asked this question before in a group of friends. I don't know. I'm literally always that person. But I feel like every time I talk about it in my group of friends, it's always around swallowing. Always wants around swallowing. And then I had somebody say that they preferred to swallow because it was good nutritionally for them, right? Like, there's a lot of protein in it and all that fun stuff. So that was also interesting for me. And so I did like a quick Google search. Can you swallow cum? My Google search sometimes, y'all, I swear. Okay, so This is just like a quick thing. This is actually from Planned Parenthood. So somebody had asked, what happens when you swallow sperm? What can happen? And from Planned Parenthood themselves, there's nothing unhealthy, wrong, or dirty about swallowing semen as long as you're comfortable with it. It's not possible to get pregnant from oral sex whether or not you swallow. That's because your mouth isn't connected to your reproductive organs, in case anybody didn't. I love that they shared that in there. Always educating. I appreciate that. And then on the thing about it being good for your health. So there is actually research on this. Researchers have found that exposure to semen is good for women's health because of the mood altering chemicals of this body fluid. So earlier research showed that these chemicals not only elevate your mood, increase affection, and induce sleep, but they also contain a ton of vitamins and antidepressants. Who, literally, who knew, right? All right. And then for the people that were commenting on taste, as I said, I promised I would share some taste things here for you. So it has a ton to do with the person's diet. Like I said, I've been with my husband now for over 8 years, and so tasted a lot of semen in my last 8 years of life, and by choice, of course. And I will say there are definitely times, and I will literally tell him, sorry if this is not sexy or not, but I will literally tell him after, I'll be like, what in the fuck did you eat today? Like, what did you eat today? What did you change in your diet? Did you try a new pre-workout? Like, are you using different protein? Like, what is happening? Because there have been times where I'm just like, oh, this is not wonderful for me at all. Not at all. So anyways, it has a lot to do with diet. Most of the time though, I feel like those times that I can count on one hand how many times it's been really, really bad. I shouldn't even say like really, really bad, but just not great. Right. I don't want to get penis flavored ice cream or like semen flavored ice cream, right? Like I don't, I prefer other things. So there are some items that people can eat that allegedly will help their semen actually taste better. So there are things like celery, parsley, wheatgrass, cinnamon, nutmeg, pineapple, papaya, and oranges. And I have heard the citrus thing before too. Specifically, pineapples was really the biggest one for me. And generally, these same things can help with the for females too. So for our ejaculate, our vaginal odor, these sorts of foods can help help kind of curb that odor as well. So I'm just saying celery, parsley, wheatgrass, cinnamon, nutmeg, pineapple, papaya, and oranges. That sounds like a damn good smoothie. So if you want your man to have better tasting cum, start making them a smoothie in the morning, especially if their love language is acts of service or, you know, whatever. Here, honey, I made you a smoothie to get your day started, right? They don't need to know. They didn't listen to this podcast probably. So there you go. Celery, parsley, wheatgrass, cinnamon, nutmeg, pineapple, papaya, and oranges. Even if you just use a couple of those things in your smoothie, I think it will go over well. Maybe cut the parsley. I don't know about that in a smoothie. But and then nutmeg. I don't know. Maybe around Christmas you can do like a nutmeg and cinnamony type smoothie in the wintertime. Oh, but anyway, so I will share my one final funny story. It's my embarrassing story, so I'm sure my husband will not care. But if you don't know, I got Invisalign in October of 2020. And so Invisalign, if you don't know, they're basically like the plastic retainers, and it's a new type of braces that you can get. And not new, it's been around forever. But anyways, I've had Invisalign. I got it in October of 2020. And I remember giving, of course, the nerd in me, the first time giving my husband a blowjob. After that, I was so intrigued about how this was going to go down, right? Because it's basically plastic against my teeth. And then I'm like, should I take them out to give the blowjob? Should I just keep them in? Like, I'm pretty much going to have to wear these the next 6 months. It's going to be a real pain in the ass if I have to take them out every time. Plus, when I first got my Invisalign, I was very adamant about having them in all of the time. I was so anal about that. I was so nervous to take them out. I would take them out to eat, but immediately I'd brush my teeth and put them back in because I wanted to be done as soon as possible. And if you've never had Invisalign, another piece of this is, especially right when you get like these little buttons on your teeth, basically. So you get these little like plaque, I guess. I don't know what they are, but they're like basically hard, like little sharp buttons on your teeth. So when you put in your braces, they clip into these buttons so they stay in place. So even when your braces are out, you still have these buttons on the outside of your teeth. Not that when you're giving a blowjob, you'd be able to feel them in any way, but when you first get the buttons put on, your teeth feel very weird. And especially if it's your first time ever getting Invisalign and getting these buttons on, you're very, very self-conscious about it because you feel like everybody can see what you're feeling on your teeth. But the reality is like it's not like nobody. I've been out several times since I've had Invisalign without my braces in, and nobody's ever been like, what's on your teeth? Like, because of my buttons. So anyways, so if you're getting into Invisalign anytime soon, I would like to know that per my husband's response, they are husband approved for blowjobs. It's honestly, I was like, is this kind of like a stranger blowjob for you, right? Like, you're not feeling my teeth. This is a whole new experience. I felt like a whole new woman, actually, the first couple times. And now, you know, I've had them in for, well, almost a year now. Now it's just like, yeah, fuck, if they're in, they're in. If they're out, they're out. It's going down either way. But because we're talking about spitting versus swallowing, when you have Invisalign, there's basically an alternative method to spitting or swallowing. There's a third option, which essentially is just trap it all in your Invisalign trays, which was 100% unintentional. If you are a person that gets crisscrossed out by semen, this is probably the time to shut off this podcast, because this was very embarrassing thing that happened to me. But now it's funny. My best friend recently got Invisalign. I'm like, did you give a blowjob yet? I was like, should I warn her or not? Because I'm like, should I have her go through what I went through, and then we could talk about it later and see if the same thing happened to her? But I warned her. She hadn't yet given a blowjob, so I was like, hey, look, here's what you need to look out for. All right, so giving my husband the first blowjob since getting Invisalign, all right, all jacked up, all geeked about having a different stranger type experience, you know, for him. And so he finishes, and now I'm good. Now I'm a pro. But the very first time, I'm like, okay, it's just like normal thing, right? Like same position, like how far do I want the penis to be in my mouth when he's coming, or do I want it to just be on the tip? Like there's a format to this, okay? There's a format to make it much better for you. So I literally don't know what happened, but however far the penis was in my mouth as he's coming, it essentially filled up all of my Invisalign braces. So all I had, it was just like somebody took an injection and like pulled up my lip and like injected cum into my Invisalign trays. So it was like just fucking disgusting. Disgusting. You guys, it was, oh my God, it was so bad. And I remember the face of like being mortified, the mortified look on my face. He's like, what's wrong? And then I just start bursting laughing. I'm like, it's all in my braces. Like very little even left in my mouth to even be able to swallow, which I of course did. But then I was just like, my first instinct was like to do the sucking thing. Oh my God, you guys, it was so bad. And then I did the sucking thing, and then it crossed my mind that I had just done the sucking thing, and I was like, oh, this is so terrible. And so then I did a get up. We have a bathroom in our bedroom, thank God, so I didn't have to go far. But it was just like, I just remember taking the trays out of my mouth and just like dropping them in the sink, and then just starting to like spit everything and like rinse out my mouth, brush my teeth, brush my trays. Like it was and meanwhile, we're just both cracking up. I mean, it was fucking funny. In the moment, I was like, mortified and embarrassed as shit. But after, you know, being married to somebody, even just being in a relationship with somebody, when you have that level of intimacy and trust with one another, you know, sex is going to be awkward. You know, weird shit's going to happen. So that was definitely one for the books, and probably a story neither of us will ever forget. And so now I know how to warn my Invisalign friends. And if you have Invisalign or you're getting Invisalign, there you go, you've been warned. So anyways, that concludes today's episode of Spit Versus Swallow. Basically, I think your end message here is do whatever works for you, right? Like if you feel like you're swallowing because there is some social stigma coming down on you and there's some shame around that, or you've been told to do that and you really don't want to, don't. Like, swallow if you need to. There have been times, oh, here's another nice thing that my husband does. We always have water, both of us, we always have water on our nightstands, and he has a nightstand and I have a nightstand. So always after he finishes, he'll like sometimes reach for the water, like just hand me the water, or I'll look at, if he forgets, I'll look at him and be like, please, like, I'll give them the water look or like point, you know, and those are usually the times if it feels bad, or tastes bad rather, which is not very often. And so that's another nice thing. If you know, it's literally like you're taking a shot, so you're chasing it down with water. That's another thing you can start to incorporate. Or there have been times where, if it has been bad, I would just like literally spit it into the water or spit it into an empty water bottle or bowl or something that's like sitting on the nightstand. You know, you just improvise in the moment. You just do what you need to do. And listen, he still fucking loves me. He still wants to have sex with me. He still wants blowjobs from me, whether or not I'm spitting or I'm swallowing, right? Like, you just came and got an awesome blowjob. What the hell do you care what I do with it afterwards? Is now my take on it after thinking a little bit harder on it. But anyways, do what works for you. If you like to swallow, if you like the taste of it, you want to get that nutritional value and that happiness effect from it, do you, boo. Do you, okay? All right, and then your final tip, I said there's some things that you can do to make the swallowing or make the coming in your mouth process a little bit easier, and that is to have your mouth basically just on the tip. Don't have the penis so far back into your throat to the where you can't kind of like capture it all right there on the tip of your tongue to make either swallowing or spitting easier. Like, that's where I think I went wrong with my Invisalign experience. Like, I think he was so far back in me that when he came, it was like, it had nowhere else to go. My tongue didn't know what the fuck to do. Like, it was a thing. It was a whole process. So have the penis be a little bit, literally just be on the tip of it while they're finishing. If you're circumcised, you know, you got that corona part right there, the little lip. I would say don't go down further than the lip. All right. To give you a visual in there. You're welcome. So, all right. Spit versus swallow. That concludes this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you got some enjoyment as well as some education out of this episode, as I do all of my episodes. So until next time, I shall talk to you guys soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved it, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a thing. And if you loved it so fucking much, be sure to leave a 5-star review. I'll see you next week, and until then, keep owning your sexual self.